when my husband and I get in the car and drive places, he drives. You know, it's just automatic that the man gets behind the wheel and drives. Not always, but in the majority of times. And I want women, and it's the same thing in boats. It's even more so in boats that the men tend to take the lead. And, you know, that doesn't need to be the case.
Pat Kehoe has lived in Sitka for 39 years. She spent almost all of that time on the water and much of it living on an island where she raised her family. So she knows her way around a boat and the ocean. But it wasn't always easy.
I know that when I first started, I went out and I just made all sorts of mistakes, and I'm really hoping to help other women be brave enough to get out there and enjoy the water and hopefully not make some of those mistakes.
Kehoe co-taught a workshop with Phyllis Hackett on Sunday at the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association to help build that confidence. The class provides a safe space for women to be upfront and honest about their concerns, fears, and experiences. But why boating without the boys? For Hackett, it's mostly a fact of life.
And I'm single, so if I didn't boat without the boys, I wouldn't be boating. And I don't want to lose that opportunity to get on the water because it's magical.
She wants to see other women develop the same confidence and independence that she feels on the water. But there can be barriers to doing that, Kehoe says.
Well, I think there is that thing that in driving sorts of situations, men tend to take charge. They're more apt to speak up first. And so this gives women a freedom to commiserate with one another and to, you know, enrich their knowledge and share experiences. I think it's really valuable. Initially, I kind of went boating without the boys, really? But I think having that group of women to support one another is really valuable.
The workshop starts with a frank conversation about what women fear. Recognizing that the dangers on the water are real, but need not be insurmountable, is what Kehoe and Hackett are all about. They say safety begins with being realistic about the risks.
I think a lot of it starts from us feeling that we're invincible and that we can just jump in the boat and go out and, like Pat said, not pay attention to the safety things, because it's a big ocean out there and it's cold water and there's a lot of things that happen and the weather comes up.
Kehoe and Hackett know those dangers firsthand.
There are a lot of lives lost in Alaska on the water, and it's really important to be safe. I really started commercial fishing fairly early on when I was up here, and one of those first years I knew 24 people who died. Not closely, but I knew them.
But knowing the risk need not keep people, especially women on their own, from getting out on the water.
Getting on the water here is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, beautiful way to explore Sitka. I just would like to see that opened up to more people.
Hackett and Kehoe want to see more women comfortable with the challenges and difficulties of boating, something they've built over years of experience calling the shots.
And I can't stress enough that most of it is prevention. You need, as a woman, to be able to look at a boat and go, ooh, that's not good enough. I need to fix that before we go. I need to check this before we go.
Most of that means building confidence through getting familiar with a host of things. Float plans, how to read buoys, how to tie a variety of knots, how to use a VHF radio, what the depth of the water can tell you about location, and more. And hopefully, that will leave everyone more confident that they can enjoy the water on their own terms. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.